As we conclude Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, our series of shiurim on Bikacholim, we continue with the Gemara and Daf Nem Amud Aleph, Vim Bikar Maschoroi. If somebody does visit a Chayla, what is his Schar Maschoro? Ask the Gemara, what's the question? We just learned and we discussed this at the end of our previous shiur. Shenitza Madina Shcharim. He won't have to worry about Gehenim. Rather, says the Gemara, Maschor Ba'olam Hazeh. What is the schar for this individual Ba'olam Hazeh? And as the Mashal explains, what makes us say that there is a schar in Olam Hazeh? So Mashal says that the mitzvah Bikacholim, as we have been discussing, causes that this person should have a refuah shleima. So that's something that's Ba'olam Hazeh. So it only makes sense that he should have schar in Olam Hazeh. Then Din Yaakov explains, as we've been saying, and we say it every morning, the Bikacholim is from the mitzvahs, Shadim Oichel Pirusayim Ba'olam Hazeh, V'keren Kiyemis Lo'olam Haba. So we see that there's a schar for Bikacholim Ba'olam Hazeh, and the Gemara asks, what is his schar Ba'olam Hazeh? Says the Gemara, his schar is what it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Gimel. Hashem Yishmereyu V'yechayeyu V'usha Be'eretz V'ataneyu B'nefesh Oivov. Hashem Yishmereyu M'yetzahara. He will be saved from the Yetzahara, and as we explain in our previous year, because by seeing Rachman Slon that this person is not well, it causes him to do tshuva, and therefore he won't fall into the hands of the Yetzahara. The Sefer Neder's reason explains, as the Gemara later explains, that the Shechina finds itself by a Chayla. So if somebody visits a Chayla and he connects himself to the Shechina, where the Shechina is, there is no Yetzahara. V'yichayeyu mina Yisurim. The person will not have Yisurim. And again, the Karen Ayer explains, because we've been explaining that what's an important part of Bikacholim, that you should take care of the Chayla. So you helped to alleviate the Yisurim of that Chayla. And because you helped to alleviate the Yisurim of that Chayla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause you not to have Yisurim. The Nidre's reason explains that we learned previously, we spoke about it in a previous year, that part of what happens by Bikacholim, if you're a Ben Giloy, you take away a 60th of the Chayla's disease. So you already got, so to speak, your disease. And because you already got your disease, you don't have to get diseased anymore. And the Mashal explains, along the way we've been explaining the entire Gemara, is that why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu unfortunately bring Yisurim on a person? HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Yisurim on a person because the person should do tshuva. But if you go visit a chayla, so that will cause you to do tshuva. And once that causes you to do tshuva, there is no other reason for you to have Yisurim. V'usha ba'aretz she'ekol miskabdim ba. What does that mean? You took from your time, you took from your covered. As we discussed in a previous year, the mitzvah bikacholim, there is no excuse of godl, that you're a great person, you don't have to do bikacholim. And because you took from your time to make, to from your covered, you will get back covered. V'usha v'atnei b'nefesh oivav, shizdam l'reim k'naman, shiripa sarato. You'll have friends like Naman who gave him advice, and through the advice he had a refuah. He got bad advice. The Gemara says further, a person should not visit a person who's not well, not during the first 3 hours of the day and not during the last 3 hours of the day. Not during the first 3 hours, because usually a person feels better at the beginning of the day, and if you're going to visit him at the beginning of the day, you're as we keep on explaining, a very important part of the mitzvah b'kecholim is to daven for the cholah. As we also keep on saying, to daven in the room of the chayla. And people forget that. That's an important part of the mitzvah b'ka chayla. But if you're going to visit a person in the beginning of the day when he feels better, so you're not going to think that I need to daven for this person. But he really isn't well, and he really does need your tefillah. However, the Chavetz Chaim and the Sefer Ahavas Chesed makes two very important points. One point he says is that if a person has no other time when he can be mevaka chayla besides at the beginning of the day, of course he should be mevaka chayla at the beginning of the day better than not being mevaka chayla at all. Furthermore, says the Chavetz Chaim, when we count what are the Shalosh Kamais and the Shalosh Basraisa, we don't count regular hours, we count Shos Zmanis. And one of the Rayas that I saw the Mefarshim say that indeed one should not visit Loi B'Shalosh Kamais of Loi B'Shalosh Basraisa is that we find, and as we've been discussing in our Shurim, this is one of the sources for the mitzvah B'Kecholim, is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit Avram Avinu. And we know that the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit Avram Avinu k'choyim hayoyim, b'chatzois, which wasn't during the Shalosh Kamaisa, nor during the Shalosh Besraisa. It's interesting to point out that the Rambam in Hilchas Ovel, Perek Yudalid, Halacha Hey, quotes this halacha, that you shouldn't visit the chayla during the beginning of the day or at the end of the day. But the Rambam gives a different reason. The Rambam says the reason is because during the beginning of the day, that's usually when most medical treatments are done. And since that's when most medical treatments are done, a person that you shouldn't interfere with the operations of the hospital, the procedures, don't go during the time when you're going to be in the way. And the Kesef Mishnah already asks, why doesn't the Rambam quote the reason of our Gemara? And the Birkei Yosef says that the Rambam's trying to teach us a very big kula, which, according to the way we've been explaining in our Shurim, may not be the opinion of most Rishonim. The Rambam, says the Birkei Yosef, is obviously of the opinion that the purpose of Birkei Cholim is to help take care of the Cholim. And therefore, says the Rambam, if you're going to visit the Cholim during the first 3 hours of the day, when he's being taken care of anyway, so then there's no need for you to go visit the chayla then, because he has the doctors and the nurses are there to take care of him. You only need to go do bikur chayla in a time when there's nobody else to take care of him. And says the Birkei Yosef, that based on this Rambam, that is why, if after we're learning our Gemara, we see how important and how great the mitzvah bikur chayla is, we have a question, why aren't we necessarily as careful as we ought to be with the mitzvah b'kecholim? But now we follow the opinion of the Rambam, because the reason for b'kecholim is to take care of the cholah, and if the cholah has people, doctors, nurses, family who could take care of him, maybe there isn't such a big mitzvah b'kecholim. But all the achronim say that, as we've been learning, certainly a very big part of the mitzvah b'kecholim is to daven for the cholah. And as we've been discussing, the tefillah is much more powerful when you find yourself with the cholah. And therefore, and as we also said, for the cholah to do tshuva, for you to do tshuva, and therefore I saw the Paiskim say that Tzitzel Yezer discusses this at great length, you should go mimavatker cholah, even if the cholah has plenty of people to take care of him. The Gemara says, v'amar Rav and amar Rav, how do we know that the Shechina finds itself by the Chayla? Shnema Hashem Yisodena al Erish Dvai. And I saw that the first scene explains why indeed does the Shechina need to be by a Chayla. So he says that a person, obviously the person is very sick, and because the person is very sick, he starts to give up, and he starts saying, what's the purpose in all of this? And he may even fall into the hands of the Yetzer Hara. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to stand there and watch him, that should not chas v'shalom happen. And Tanya Nami Hochi, says the Gemara, nichnas levakas achayla, layeshev loyagaba mitav, loyagaba safso, loyagaba kitzi, so Taisus right away say, the Ran and the other Rishonim say right away, that the reason a person is not allowed to sit on the bed is only if the choil is laying on the floor. In those days it was quite typical that the choil should be laying on the floor. But if the choil is not laying on the floor, then we don't need to worry, and one may actually sit on a chair when he visits the chayla. Having said that, in Simon Reish Shimon Lamed Hey, the Sefer Beis Hillel says that when one comes to mevaka chayla, he says he shouldn't sit. He quotes the Zohar. So he shouldn't sit miroshayis of shalchayla. He shouldn't sit by the head of the chayla, because that's where the shechina is. So it's not proper derech eretz to sit over there. Nor should he sit by the feet of the chayla, because that's where he says the malach hamavus finds itself. He should sit on the side of the chayla. As we conclude this shir about b'kechaylam, the Aruch HaShulchan says, in Simon Shin Lamed Hey, he says that every city should have a group, again, he's going along what we've been discussing all along, that Bikka Chaylam has to be done in a smart way. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that during the day, there are plenty of people to visit. During the day, the family is there, the doctors are there. But at night, the Chayla may not have anybody to be with him. And the Mishnah, the Chavetz Chaim, in his Sefer Havas Chesed, Chelik Gimel, Perik Gimel, also discusses this. And he says that Bikka Chaylam should be done in a very smart way. Should be done in a time where the chayla doesn't have any visitors. But then he also adds a very important element to Bikka Chaylam. He says, when the chayla sees that there are people that are worried about him, and there are people that are coming to visit him, and there are people that care, that makes him feel good. And by him feeling good, that'll make him be better. HaKadosh Baruch should help that all Chayilim should indeed have a Refuah Shleimah.